Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are still in this chapter that it is not permissible for man to imitate woman and for woman to imitate man. This is as far as dressing, etc. is concerned. The other hadith in this chapter, وعن أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said سنفان من أهل النار لم أرهما. There are two types of people of the fire of Jahannam which I have not seen also. In other words, these people were not present in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that afterwards they will come about and then they will re-exist later. قَوْمٌ مَعَهُمْ سَيَاتٌ كَذْنَابِ الْبَقَرْ يَضْرِبُونَ بِهَا النَّاسِ. One of the two groups will be people who will carry whoops with them, like the tails of cows, and they will go around whooping people. And this means that all those people who punish other people without valid reasons, who just go around and hurting people, etc. So such type of people were not present at that time, but later we find people who go around and who harm other people without any reason whatsoever. That is one group. The other group, when is on kasiyat ariyat, and women who will be wearing clothes, but yet they will be naked. What this means, we will come to just now. Mumilat ma'ilat, and they will be such that they incline themselves towards man and make man incline towards whom, towards them. Ru'usuhunna ka'as nimatil bukhtirin ma'ila, and their heads will be like camel humps. That is, they will make their hairstyles like camel humps. La yadkhulun al-jannah, these people will not enter Jannah. Wala yajidna rihaha, and neither will they find the fragrance. They won't even get the smell, the fragrance of Jannah. Wa inna rihaha la yujadu min masiratin kada wa kada, and the fragrance of Jannah will be felt from so far, very, very far out of Jannah. Will the fragrance of Jannah be felt? But these people will not get that. Will not get that fragrance even. What is the meaning of that they are dressed? Is that they have the bounties of Allah and yet they are naked? It means that they are not thankful to Allah Ta'ala for the clothing which Allah Ta'ala had given them. They are naked as far as thankfulness is concerned. That's one meaning. It also can mean that she will cover part of her body and expose part of it to expose her beauty, which is very common today, that women wear clothes but yet they are in the nude, that just little, some part of the body is covered, other part is not covered. A third meaning is that she will wear thin clothing which will expose the color of her body. There is such thin clothing through which you can see the color of the body. Though she can say, I'm covering my body, like if a woman makes namaz also with a urni, or with a namaz or a burqa, but it's of such thin material that you can see the color of the hair, etc., then that is just like not wearing clothes. Ma'ilat means that they will be reluctant to obey Allah and what is necessary for them to abide to. The word ma'ilat, where the other meanings also come, and one of the meanings is that they are reluctant to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Mumilat means that they teach others the evil actions. They themselves do evil actions and they teach others also to do these evil actions. It is also said that ma'ilat and mumilat, these two words which come in the hadith, that is, means that when they walk, they sway their shoulders. That is, they walk in a style. You know, in other words, to attract other people. It is said that ma'ilat means combing the hair like prostitutes to attract men. That is also one of the meaning of inclining, making men incline towards them. And mumilat means that they will comb the hair of other women in this manner. Themselves, they comb their hair in such a way to attract women, and they comb their hair dresses of other people in order to attract men. The heads will be like the hump of camels. This which comes in the hadith refers to them making large and high up by tying buns, etc. This was also a common fashion, yet today also still many women put buns on their head and make it high, like the camel hump. This is what is being referred to. In addition to this, it also means that the women who are dressed but are naked means that they will be dressed in this world, but they will be naked in the year after. That is, any of these meanings, if it applies to them, that though they will be dressed in this world, in the year after they will be naked. Or they will be dressed in clothing, but deprived of Allah's mercy. This hadith is a prophecy of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he described two categories of people that would appear in the later stages. Firstly, the hadith mentioned that those who beat people unjustly commit a crime which Islam prohibits by unfairly beating up people. This is haram and it is not allowed. And we find this happening quite often also in arguments, fights, etc. And a person hits another person and it's unjust, unfair. But it is a common thing which happens. Secondly, it mentions the immoral dressing and hairstyles of women. It is of interest to note that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's description of the second category bears a striking resemblance to the women of our time today. And very sadly also, those women who are regarded as pious, who wear burqa, etc. But as far as these hairstyles are concerned, today we see it. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I haven't seen this in my time. Any person who has some knowledge of women's fashion will know that women's clothing nowadays is generally designed by capitalistic and immoral men so that women may exhibit and flaunt their physical beauty in public. Clothing is designed to expose the body when she walks or when the wind blows. The cuts and styles are such that they attract the glances of men to those portions of the woman's body which are seductive and provocative. This is very common today. We see that though they have their burqas on, but yet they attract. And some men say we are more attracted to women with burqas because of the type of the burqa. Frequently such stunning embroidery and beadwork is utilized that dazzles the sight in order to invite the perverted gazes of men. It is absolutely tragic and heartbreaking to know that a multi-million dollar industry is also developing among Muslims with similar objects. That is, all the fashion burqas today, they got brand names also. And all this, the burqa was supposed to distract men. But today the burqa, the jilbab, is to attract men. In fact, in one jalsa, the girls, madrasa's jalsa, all the girls who were graduating wore burqas, and they were known, were called sari burqas. The pleat work, they were pleated in such a way that the name of it is a sari burqa. So this also has become common, the types of fashion, etc. It should be understood that it is permissible and in fact advisable, that is, without copying other fashions and other people, for a wife to dress attractively for her husband within the confines of her home. There it's all right that in the home and without imitating other fashions and other people. However, for women to adorn such clothing in public, which exposes their beauty to all and sundry, is contrary to the modesty Islam demands of them. Dressing in flimsy, tight, transparent or revealing clothing is tantamount to furthering the objective of Shaitan, because he desires to delude women. As the Quran says, never let Shaitan mislead you as he removed your parents from paradise, tearing off from them their clothing to expose to them their private parts. So this the method of dressing today, which is very sad, that even with the burqa, at one time it was such that it was tight at the waist, At another time it was such that it reveals the back portion of the woman when she walks. All this, and now the sari burqa, and all the different types, these are all not permissible. Further, Muslim women are advised not to imitate the immorality of shameless women, and to conceal themselves so that their honor and respect remains intact. By removing the sense of shame and modesty, sharam and haya, which Allah has placed within them, they bring upon themselves innumerable harms in this world and in the hereafter. So this is also part of our deen, which we must understand. The dressing of women, what we all know, which is not correct dressing, open they remain, that is not permissible. But we can see even wearing the burqa, it must not be such that it attracts the man. It must be such that it distracts the man. وآخر دعوانا